Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sota, Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet to find Ruziv Gagon B'Karav Mamish. Now here we have our last Mishnah discussing the Yidden going out to war. B'Hamed V'Amurim. When was the said? Meaning, when is it that we're going to have a Kohen get up and say you could go back home? You could go back home, but you can't. So on and so forth. What we've been discussing in this Perek, that's only with Mechamas or Rishos. If it's a Mechamas, it's considered a Rishos. It's optional. Let's say the king decides he wants to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael to collect taxes from other nations, or he just wants to weaken them so they don't attack us. That's Mechamas Rishos. Of a Mechamas Mitzvah. But if it's Mechamas Mitzvah, for example, Yeshua conquering the land with Am Yisrael when they came in for the first time, or a war against Amalek, Hakol Yaitzin, everyone goes out. Even if they're in the Yichud room, we're going to stop them, take them out, and bring them out to war. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues just on how to define these wars. When is it we said that some people go back, some people don't? But Mechamas Mitzvah, that's only by Mechamas Mitzvah. But if it's a Muhammad, which is a Chayv, Hakol Yotzin, everyone goes out. Now, as we just said, he's only arguing in definition. What the Tanakhama calls Muhammad's Roshos, Rabbi Yehuda calls Muhammad's Mitzvah. Or what the Tanakhama calls Muhammad's Mitzvah, he calls Muhammad's Chayva. So what's the Nafkamina? The answer is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tanakhama's Muhammad's Roshos is really Muhammad's Mitzvah. That means that a person who's fighting the battle is called Ha'isek B'Mitzvah, and we know that Isaac B'Mitzvah, Pater Mena Mitzvah. A person who's involved in Mitzvah is Pater from other Mitzvahs. And that would be only according to Yehuda, but not according to Tanakhama. Now we're going to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. So the first half of this Perek discusses the last thing from Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, where we listed all the things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And so we're going to be discussing Egla Rufa. And the very general idea is as follows. A corpse of a Yid is found outside a city, so his kingdom of both cities come out and they measure the distance between the corpse and the cities, and whichever city is found to be closest to the body is held responsible for its death. And from here, a whole procedure takes place. Certain psukim are recited in Lashon HaKodesh, and then a young calf is taken to a certain area and its head is chopped on the back of the neck with an axe, hence the name Egla Arufa, an egel, a calf, which was Aruf, chopped on its iref on the back of the neck. So Mishnah Aleph tells us Egla Arufa B'Lashon HaKodesh, the psukim of Egla Arufa have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So what is Egla Arufa? And here the Mishnah begins describing, Shnemar, the pasuk tells us, Kimatzei Chal B'Adama, if a corpse is found in the ground, V'yatzu Zekinecha V'Shavtecha, and your elders and judges shall go out. Now how many elders and judges go? Shloisha Mibazin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim HaYotzin, three would come from the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, five come out. Shinamar says, Zekeinecha, your elders. And what does that tell us? Shnaim, that two have to come out. Because elders is plural, and the minimum of plural is two. And the pasuk also says, Vishayftecha, and your judges. And that's Shnaim. Two judges have to come out. Because again, Shayftecha is judges, plural, and the minimum of plural is two. Vein Bezin Shakol, and we can't have an equal Bezin. We can never have an even number of Bezin. And my Sifin Olein Oidechod, so we add another one, and that makes for a total of five. As these judges are going to help do the measurement in between the corpse and the cities that are nearby. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.